Marie Curie's Kitchen by Ellen Goldstein. One pane of light is all that is kept warm on the stove now that your father is gone, his bones light shattered beneath a Paris carriage. After a while, you stop trying to cook. Those are lessons for other girls. Instead, you learn to drink tea the way your mother does, strong and bitter, standing before the lab table. A slice of sausage when she can be bothered. You are not going to be like other girls. The old wooden hanger shakes in the wind. Your mother spreads out pitch blend from Czechoslovakia. Your job is to pick out pine needles from the crevices of the lumpy black ore, a radioactive Cinderella. Once you're old enough to be trusted, you pour heavy basins of ore into vats where your mother hopes that she will finally distill radium. She burns with purpose, a narrowing flame, another swallow of tea. You work in silence until darkness falls and your mother finally smiles. Look, Irene, the pitch blend glows like fairy lights, and you are still young enough to wish it is true.